Danny, you've got a big smile on your face. A complete performance almost for you, from your team?
Well, we're disappointed with the goal that we conceded. I was obviously going to say that. Especially when we've got so much control of it at 3-0 and they're down to 10, but switched off for a moment. No, I think we're pleased with ourselves defensively, really, as a group, because we limited what is a very good team down to very few clear-cut chances. But no, going forward, we were pleased. I was really pleased with the players' response after... I very rarely speak about referees, but after 20 minutes we have a clear-cut penalty that's not given, and it happens. But when things haven't been going for you like they haven't, then you can easily get soft in that moment and go weak. And we didn't. We stayed right on it. We got our just rewards. We said beforehand, you know, if you want to be successful, you have to find a way. And sometimes when the door shuts on you, you got to bang a bit harder. And if it still don't open, then you got to run through it or take it off its hinges. But whatever you got to do, you got to do. And we did that today, and I'm really pleased to get a good win and our first win as a club back in the Football League.
Exactly, and pleased in a way that there's a performance. I know that goal conceded aside, that it was a performance that asked everything of all your players, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I thought it was a real collective effort today. I was really pleased with our application. I was pleased with the mental strength that we showed during the game, and also pleased with some of the technical execution and our tactical organisation. So no, it was a good performance, but we're not getting carried away. We weren't as bad as everyone thought we were last week when we come short at Exeter, and we won't be as good as everyone's saying that we are today, no doubt. So no, we'll keep our feet firmly on the floor, and we'll enjoy this for a short period and then work towards Tuesday and a tough game at Mansfield.
Didn't tell me that Alex had a goal-scoring look-alike.
I know, I'd like to say that was all in the game plan, but certainly it wasn't. But no, Alex is technically an outstanding footballer, and he's got that in him, would you believe? But no, two great finishes. The first one is just a really calm, composed finish, and the second one, he's making a third man run, which I'm not quite sure why, but he was out of position, so I'm not sure whether to credit him or criticise him. But no, seriously, it was two really good goals and two important goals, and I think he showed out how important he is. And he's just, we said that beforehand, that, you know, technically, tactically, it was going to be important today, but play with loads of personality. And I thought we did that, and I thought he epitomised that.
And you were the tough manager. I watched this, because when the penalty happened, he looked at you, and you were doing the pointing at the brain, saying it's all about the team, and he had a little bit of a hissy.
Did he? Yeah. I did see that, but yeah. No. Well, we're professional people, and we had a penalty taker, and I thought it was a great penalty by Reedy. He waited for the keeper and a clever finish. And Billy come on. I thought Billy and Harry in particular come on, and Harry was excellent when he came on. Gave a real team performance, and Billy got a wonderful goal, and I'm pleased for Bill because he's been playing really well and hasn't deserved at all not to be in the team. And it's been really hard conversations for me with Bill, but he's stayed really on it and he's stayed really focused, and I'm really proud of him actually tonight, because if he hadn't have done that, and he had every right to sort of fall off of it, because he'd been harshly treated, but he stayed on it and he's got his just rewards, and that's from a manager's point of view, that's always pleasing.
He strikes me as a bit of a confidence player, and that sort of making the impact that he does can help him.
Well, he's two goals now, isn't he? So he's two. So him and Alex are joint top scorer, aren't they, with Greeny?
Yeah. And you mentioned Greeny. I thought he was outstanding today. I mean, I know that
tremendous.
Sean got man of the match and Alex got a version of the man of the match, but for both us in the commentary, we thought Greeny was man of the match.
I thought Greeny was outstanding, yeah. He's running. He's just his work rate from the front. He ran the channels. He played up against two centre-halves, and he's given them a really difficult time. And he's a top player, top player. And yeah, I actually laughed that Alex Woodyard got a brace and didn't win man of the match, because that did amuse me. But no, listen, it was a team effort today. I don't think it was about individuals, but there was obviously some really good individual performances within the team. But it's always about the team.
I know you're saying we're confident with ourselves and everything, but just nice to get that first one on the board, isn't it?
Of course, you want that, don't you? You want that. When you see a group of players work as hard as ours do, day in, day out, you want them to get their rewards. And we haven't had our rewards up to now, and we've had to stay really resilient and really durable and really determined, and we have, and we knew that if we kept doing the right things that it would come. And I'm pleased today, because football's a wonderful game, and it's probably that has the most opinions of any subject in the whole world, and I'm pleased that we stayed strong with our decision making and our team selection and our style of play, and got our rewards, but it was about the players. They were brilliant.
And great atmosphere all round, wasn't it, here today?
Just fantastic. You know, that's what's pleasing. We were able to get to a level of performance that befits our outstanding supporters, and that's always the pressure for us because they're so good that we've got to try to get to their levels week in, week out. So they're certainly driving the standards.
Finally, Torre said in commentary, hope that it was a quiet night for your wives now. You're not going to have force any football videos on them tonight, are you?
No, we might be able to have a night off now, so it'd be nice to have a night off, but then back on it tomorrow morning and focus for Mansfield.
BBC Radio Lincolnshire Sport.